beginning of the day, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Every time I sing, every time I sing, Lord, breaking up. I know the best he has kept to us. I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every time on my life, I every time I sing, my God, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your name is Alpha, Omega, Omega. You are Lord, you are Jesus, Almighty, Almighty, oh, oh, Jehovah, Jehovah. Glory to God, my bowing ball of prayer. Your name is let's worship the King of Kings, Omega, Omega. God, you are Jehovah. Oh, Lord, you are Jehovah. Almighty, Almighty. Oh, Jehovah, Jehovah. Worship at your feet. I bow before the throne. You are the glory.
Lord, you are God, yes, you are.
There's no place for argument. Lord, you are God all by yourself. Sing, you are God.
Isaiah chapter 60. We shall take verse 1 to 4. We are taking it together. 1 to go. Arise, shine, for thy glory is, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Verse 2. For the Lord shall arise upon thee, and the glory shall be seen upon thee. Verse 3. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. And verse 4. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They are all gathered together. They come to you. Your son shall come from afar, and your daughter shall be nursed at your side. Father in heaven, we give you thanks, we give you praise. You created us in your own image, and it is your desire that we should radiate your glory. Father, by reason of the theme for the year, radiating his glory, and by reason of this message today, Father, reposition your church, reposition your people. That Father, in 2021, we will radiate your glory in the name of Jesus. Lord, have your way in our midst today. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Praise God. Radiating his glory is our theme for the year. And it is from Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. God created you and I in his own image. And according to Psalm 8, verse 5, that when he created man, he crowned him with honor and glory. And so that glory was supposed to persist. But what happened at the Garden of Eden cut that short. So man lost all, including the glory. But when you surrender your life to Christ, when you receive Christ into your life, that glory is restored. Praise God. That glory that was lost at the Garden of Eden is restored. And it is because of that that Isaiah, you know, wrote that arise and shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Praise God. It is my prayer that we miss the little you will hear this morning with faith, and that it will cause you to rise and shine in the name of Jesus. God is calling us to rise and shine in 2021. To shine means to do something excellently well. If a student is shining, it means he's doing very well. If a footballer is shining, it means he's playing very well. For everything you are doing, if you are shining, it means you are doing very well. In Daniel chapter 6, verse 1 to 3, Daniel had shined his equal because the excellent spirit of the Lord rested upon him. And because of the glory of the Lord, because you are a child of God, when you live in his glory, you are expected to radiate the glory. You are expected to shine. Praise God. And so when you are shining, you are supposed to attract good things to yourself and to your family. Because you are a child of light, and because you are living in his glory, you are supposed to attract excellence to your family. You are supposed to attract excellence to your community. By reason of you being your family is supposed to shine. By reason of you coming from that family, it's not by mistake that you are from that family. By reason of you being in that family is supposed to be known, to be brought to fame. Praise God. David, the shepherd boy, when the glory of the Lord was upon him, he was made known. His lineage, of course, we all know it, extends even to our Lord Jesus Christ. Nazareth, a small, you know, community, you know, that was not known, by reason of our Christ, our Savior Jesus Christ, is known. And so you, the child of light, the child of excellence, the son of the living God, by reason of you coming from your family, you are supposed to make your family known. Your community, just because you are from there, your community is supposed to be known. Praise God. So your presence in your family is not by mistake. It is designed to make your family to be known, because you are a child of light. Of course, we are looking this morning at the benefits of living and radiating his glory. The benefits of living and radiating his glory. When you are living in his glory, you are living in holiness and righteousness. It is not by accident, as the Lord led our father to come up with a team for the year. Having dwelt in his presence last year, it is expected that we have accumulated enough that we are going to radiate. The glory of the Lord, we have accumulated enough that we are going to, you know, radiate out to the world. For the world to know that we have a chapel called our Savior's chapel. For the world to know that you are a child of light. For the world to know that you are living. Praise God. So what are the benefits of living in his glory? What are the benefits of radiating his glory? Number one, you will become a reference point. When you are living in his glory, you become what? A reference point. It will make you to become a beacon of pride. It will bring respect and pleasure to the Lord. You will bring positive testimony to the Lord. The Lord will be proud of you when you are living in His glory. As our text says, arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. You be called to rise to a new height by reason of this test. You are being called to rise to a new height, to a new position, to the next level in 2021. You are being called to be a pace setter, because the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. You are not ordinary. You are supposed to be a pace setter. Praise God. Another benefit is that you become a point of attraction. You become a point of attraction. Let us look at verse 3 and 4 of Isaiah 60 again. Verse 3 and 4. Say, the Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nuns at your side. Praise God. By reason of living in His glory, you become a point of attraction. We all know in this world that people are attracted to good things. Is that not? If you are prospering, you will naturally have some friends that are not supposed to be your friend, who ordinarily will not be your friend. And so, we are telling you this morning that because you are living in His glory, because you are living in His glory, you are dwelling in His presence before, that, you know, you will become a point of attraction. People will be attracted to you. People will like to associate with you. Praise God. Say, lift up your eyes all around, and you will see people coming, you know, naturally to favor you, to attract you. Praise God. Another point, another benefit of living in His glory is that you have dominion over darkness. You have dominion over darkness. When the glory is restored to you, you have dominion over darkness. As verse 1 and 2 say, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you. And so when you are living in His glory, you have dominion over darkness, and that darkness may be sickness. That darkness may be setback. That darkness may be limitation in your family. That darkness may be limitation that exists in your community. But as you are living in His glory, you have dominion over them. Praise God. And the fourth point, the benefits, another benefit of living in His glory is that you enjoy uncommon favor. You enjoy what? Uncommon favor. When you are living in His glory, naturally, you will be enjoying uncommon favor. As the Lord enjoys favor with man and with God, so you will continue to enjoy favor with man and God in the name of Jesus. Verse 7 of Isaiah chapter 60. Media, verse 7. See, all the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together to you. The rams of Naboth shall minister to you. They shall ascend with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Praise God. Uncommon favor. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 23. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 23. Media. Uncommon favor. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in those days, 10 men from every language of the nation shall grasp the sleeves of a Jewish man, saying, let us go is with you. Praise God. Somebody shout uncommon favor. Uncommon favor. When you are living in His glory, you cannot but live under uncommon favor. People will be rushing to favor you. People will be running to do you good. People will be running to give you what, you know, you don't even need self. Praise God. Uncommon favor. It is our prayer that in this year 2021, whether the devil likes it or not, we will live in uncommon favor in the name of Jesus. We are rising to pray now. The benefit of living in His glory. The benefit of living in His glory. You will enjoy uncommon favor. You have dominion over darkness. Naturally, you know, things will fall in place for you because you are living in His glory. You become a reference point. You become a point of attraction. We are praying now. Begin to appreciate the name of the Lord for the privilege of being here this morning and for this wonderful team that the Lord has given to us. Radiating His glory. We have been dwelling in His presence. And so we have enough of His glory to radiate to the world around to see that we have a Savior. That we have, you know, the one who the world does not have. We have a power that the world does not have. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say, my God and my Father. My God and my Father. Shout it like you mean it. My God and my Father. In line with Isaiah 60 verse 1. In line with Isaiah 60 verse 1. I decree and I declare this morning that I will arise and shine for the Lord in 2021. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Begin to pray. You will rise and shine for the Lord. You will excel beyond measure. In 2021, you will not be an ordinary man. You will do uncommon things. You will reach a super high. You will get to the next level. You will be unstoppable. Oh Lord, my Father, in line with Isaiah 60 verse 1, I declare that I will arise and shine for you in 2021. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say, my God and my Father. Shout it like you mean, my God and my Father. Every power that wants to stop me from rising and shining in 2021, I stop you before you stop me. In the mighty name of Jesus, stop every power that wants to stop you from rising and shining in 2021. Every power that wants to prevent me from rising and shining. Every power that wants to make me not to rise and shine in 2021. I stop you before you stop me. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying. Say, my God and my Father, by reason of Isaiah 60 verse 1, I decree and I declare that in 2021 that I will become a positive reference point in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, I decree and I declare by reason of Isaiah 60 verse 1 in 2021. Oh, I will become a positive reference point. I will become a positive reference point. I will become a reference point in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, by reason of Isaiah. I become a positive prayer point. I become a positive prayer point. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Say, my God and my Father. Shout it like you mean, my God and my Father. Every power I have vowed that I will not benefit from the ongoing program. You are a liar. I command you to aspire by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, every power I will do not want you to benefit from the program. Oh, that started since Friday. Every power that vowed that your coming will be in vain, that power is a liar. That power must expire now. Jesus, every power that does not want me to benefit from the program that we have started since Friday, oh, you are a liar. Expire, 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 in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say, my God and my Father, by reason of Isaiah 60, verse 3 and 4, I decree and I declare this morning that I will become a point of attraction in 2021. In the mighty name of Jesus, by reason of Isaiah chapter 60, verse 3 and 4, I will become a point of attraction. Oh, men will be attracted to me. Positive people will be attracted to me. I will become a point of attraction. In the mighty name of Jesus, by reason of your glory, I will become a point of attraction. By reason of your glory, I will become a point of attraction. By reason of your glory, I will become a point of attraction. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say, my God and my Father. My God and my Father. By reason of Isaiah 60, verse 1 and 2, I decree and I declare this morning that in 2021 and beyond, I will have dominion over darkness. I will have dominion over sickness. I will have dominion over financial limitation. I will have dominion over setback. I will have dominion over failure. In the mighty name of you begin to decree, by reason of Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 2, I will have dominion over darkness. I will have dominion over infirmity. I will have dominion over sickness. Sickness will not have dominion over me. In the mighty name of Jesus, by reason of Isaiah 60, verse 1 and 2, I decree and I declare that I will have dominion over darkness. I will have dominion over sickness. I will have dominion over failure. I will have dominion over disappointment. I will have dominion over failure at the edge of breakthrough. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying. Say, my God and my Father. My God and my Father. I disconnect myself. I disconnect my family. I disconnect my name from every spirit of failure at the edge of breakthrough. In the mighty name of Jesus, my God and my Father, I disconnect myself. I disconnect my family. I disconnect my name from every spirit of failure at the edge of breakthrough. Failure at the edge of breakthrough. I disconnect myself from you. I disconnect myself from you. I disconnect my name from you. I disconnect my family from you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. By reason of his glory, I disconnect myself. I disconnect myself from failure. I disconnect myself from failure. I disconnect myself from failure. I disconnect myself from every spirit of failure at the edge of breakthrough. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Media, that's Zechariah chapter 8, verse 23. Let us have it again. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 23. See, thus saith the Lord of hosts. In those days, 10 men from every language of the nations. You know how many nations we have in the world? Shall grab the sleeve of a Jewish man. And who is that Jewish man? It is me. Saying, let us go with you. For we have heard that God is with you. Say, my God and my Father. In 2021. Zechariah 8 verse 23 will work for me. Men will struggle to favor me. Men will struggle to favor me. Men will struggle to do me good. In the mighty name of Jesus, my God and my Father, by reason of Zechariah chapter 8 verse 23, I decree and I declare that in 2021 and beyond, men will struggle to favor me. Men will struggle to favor me. Men will line up to favor me. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, our common favor shall be my second name. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say, my God and my Father. Shouting like me, my God and my Father. Every power that will not want me to enjoy common favor in 2021. Become important now. Become important now. I render you important. I render you important. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every power that does not want me to enjoy the common favor. That we have read in Zechariah chapter 8 verse 23. I render you impotent now. I render you impotent now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So my God and my Father, my God and my Father, let every siege against my glory be dissolved by fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Every siege of the enemy against you, against your glory, must dissolve by fire. They must dissolve by fire. Every gang up against your glory, every gang up against your favor must dissolve by fire. They must dissolve by fire. They must dissolve by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, they must dissolve by fire. They must dissolve by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say, my God and my Savior. My God and my Savior. Let every force of Goliath, every force of Goliath, boasting against the David of my life, expire by fire. In the name of Jesus, every force of Goliath, boasting against the David of my life, expire by fire. Expire by fire. Expire by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, every force of Goliath, boasting against the David of my life, expire now, expire now, expire now, expire now, expire in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say, the power of the wasters, the power of the wasters, my body is not your candidate. Clear away in the name of Jesus. Let every power of the waster clear away from your body now. Oh, power of the waster, assigned against me 2021. Clear away by fire. Clear away by fire. You power of the waster.
You power of the western,
my body is not your candidate. Clear away by fire. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say, my God and my Father. My God and my Father. Any ladder or pipe, supply evil current into my body. Break away by fire. In the name of Jesus. Any ladder, any pipe, supply evil current to my body. Break away by fire. Break away by fire. Break away by fire. In the name of Jesus. Any evil pipe, supply evil current into my body. Break away. Break away by fire. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Say, oh, my originals, my originals that have been stolen away, be restored now by fire, by reason of the glory of the Lord. All my originals be restored by fire, be restored by fire. Anything original that have been taken away from you, command it to be restored now. Be restored, be restored, be restored, be restored, be restored, be restored by fire. All my original be restored by fire, 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 be restored by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say, oh, you my blood. We're talking about blood now. B-L-O-O-D. Oh, you my blood. Oh, you my blood. By the blood of Jesus, be inoculated and be immunized against the invasion of any disease, whether COVID-19 or any major disease in 2021, in the name of Jesus. Oh, you, my blood, be inoculated by the blood of Jesus against the invasion of deadly diseases, against COVID-19, against the invasion of deadly diseases, in the mighty name of Jesus, in my mighty name of Jesus. Oh, you, my blood, be immunized against deadly diseases. Be immunized by the blood of Jesus against deadly diseases, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. So my God and my Father, I decree and I declare that in 2021, my immune system will become unshakable by any infirmity. In the mighty name of Jesus, begin to decree and declare that in 2021, your immune system will become unshakable. Will become unshakable by any disease, by any ailment, whether COVID-19, any disease, will not change your immune system, will not alter your immune system. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, your immune system is unshakable. Begin to talk to the Lord that your immune system will not change. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Mighty name we are praying. The devil has just lost the battle. I say the devil has lost the battle. Because help is already on your side. The devil has lost the battle. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every prayer you have prayed this morning, every decree you have enacted this morning, every signature you have placed upon your prayer, for those who are here in the chapel and those who are streaming online, I decree and declare that they are already working for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Your light this year will shine so bright to the extent that the devil will never be able to come near your dwelling in the name of Jesus Christ. If I'm praying for you, you will say a better amen. I saw it clearly. The devil has lost the battle. His hands has been removed from your progress. Forward ever, backward never. Forward ever, backward never. Forward ever, backward never. May that be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. We have an axiom in Urobo. The one who pursues the foul is the one that falls. That devil pursuing your life, he has already fallen for your sake. As you chorus your amen, that miracle belongs to you. I say, as you allow your amen, that miracle is yours. In the name of Jesus Christ. The glory of the Lord will truly shine and radiate upon your life this year. The radiance of this glory will be so visible and real. And even the unbeliever will know that you are serving the living God. The doubting Thomases will know that you carry power. The doubting Thomases will know that help is already on your side. The more they try, the more they fail. You didn't hear me. I said, the more they try, the more they will fail. The more they try, the more they will fail. The more they try, the more they will fail. The more they try, the more they will fail. In the name of Jesus Christ. I cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ. I join my faith with your faith to decree and declare that every prayer you have offered this morning, the Lord says yes to them in the name of Jesus. Every bound you are bound this morning, because Matthew 18 verse 18 says, in the original Greek text, he said, whatever you bind, before you bind it, is already bound in heaven. Therefore, everything you are bound this morning, they remain bound forever in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything you have loosed this morning, before you lose them, they were already loosed in heaven. Therefore, they remain loosed forever in the name of Jesus Christ. As you will step out of the auditorium this morning, the glory of the Lord will follow you. That house you are entering into, every seeming darkness that have pervaded that house, because you are carrying glory from this place this morning, that darkness is extinguished in the name of Jesus Christ. The office you are resuming into, the Lord showed me last night. The Lord showed me last night. There's somebody, you are in an office, you work with others, you have colleagues in the office. They came and they put something on your seat. You didn't know. It was meant to harm you, but the Lord said, I should announce to you, that poison is already taken over by Jehovah. It has no effect in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Mark chapter 16, the word of the Lord says, we shall pick up deadly poison and it will not harm us. We will hold snakes and serpents, they will bow to us. I decree that miracle upon your life as you shout amen in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who want to destroy you, they will end up destroying themselves. I said those who intend to destroy you, they will end up destroying themselves. Because you carry power, that power will show up for you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. From this altar, I pray this morning, the devil had arranged, say you will bury your children. That devil is a liar. He has already failed. It is against the norm and the agenda of God for parents to bury their children. I stand on this altar. I speak with the voice of prophecy upon your life. You will not bury your children in the name of Jesus Christ. That devil has failed already. In your very presence, your children will prosper. No awaiting list anymore. I remove their names from our waiting list. I put their names in the original list. They belong to those that will be told congratulations this year. If you believe in prayers, you will say a better amen. And so shall it be. Everything we have decreed and declared this morning will come to full manifestation. We see reasons to celebrate them. Go and bask in the euphoria of this glory and come back with tangible testimony. The name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Father, as we give our offering this morning, we desire our sufferings are removed in the name of Jesus Christ. Your blessings unlimited will locate your people, and you will be glorified in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Please have your seat for a moment. Media, don't disconnect the online.